Electricity, a big idea that's inspired countless new ones. From powering the light bulb to virtually powering our entire lives. 30 years ago, State Street launched the Spider S&P 500 ETF, SPY. A big idea that inspired the world to invest differently. And still does. What can you do with SPY?
Before investing, consider the fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Visit SSGA.com for a prospectus containing this and other information. Read it carefully before investing. SPY is subject to risks similar to those of stocks. All ETFs are subject to risk, including possible loss of principal. Alps Distributors, Inc. Distributor.
It's Jim Cramer here. You're listening to the opening bell of CNBC's Squawk on the Street. Don't miss a minute of the action.
Good Thursday morning. Welcome to Squawk on the Street. I'm David Faber along with Jim Cramer. We are at the New York Stock Exchange. Carl has the morning off. Let's give you a look at futures, of course. You've been listening to Squawk Box the last few hours. No doubt about that. You know where we're headed right now, which is lower. Although, again, to put it in perspective, to levels perhaps that we saw last Wednesday. But let's start right there, Jim, in terms of the overall market and the bond market. And I know a lot of themes that you have to watch as well. You know, trying to understand what's going on today, why the yields have fallen to as low as 1.25, why the equity market is going along with it.
Slowing.
Yeah.
Slowing. No, I think there's no slow in the United States.
Right.
But worldwide, I'm increasingly worried. David, Delta taking the world by storm. I think when I was up last night, in the middle of the night, when the Olympics, when the government said no spectators, the market took a hit like you wouldn't believe. And that's Delta Force, because people recognize that this thing's coming. And I think it's going to be the dominant strain in the United States soon. And we have whole states that are anti-vax.
We have a lot of vaccine resistance in the country, perhaps more than we'd anticipated when President Biden set out the 70% vaccinated goal by July 4th. Many people thought, in fact, that would be easily reached.
Right. Now we're going to have to pay people.
It was not quite reached. And so that's a concern. But at the same time, Jim, I mean, you watch even the UK, where I know people are watching the numbers move up. And again, this goes to your point that there perhaps will not be the vast reopening and or a slowing of the overall economy, not necessarily here, but in other places in the world.
But
hospitalization's not up in the UK.
No, but when
or not up sharply.
When you listen to our own Eunice Yu, who is amazing.
Yes.
It is right. She's not wearing a mask out of some sort of safety, you know, mock safety. She's wearing a mask. She doesn't want to get it. All right. I think China, they have to get right now, BNTX, they have to make a, they really have to, the Chinese vaccine's not working.
All right, that's your point. Right.
And China, and China's slow. Look, you look at copper, which is a great proxy for China, not just electric batteries.
Yep.
It stopped rallying.
Right.
Weeks ago.
Okay, so the concern here is that there's overall slowing in the economy as a result of the spread of the Delta variant, which is potentially going to lead to increased caseloads and not necessarily lockdowns,
but
people.
But you.
Well, that's the thing. Like, what are we playing for? I don't want to get deep into the whole COVID conversation again, because there's so many other things to talk about, Jim. But what are we playing for here? Isn't it to keep people out of hospitals?
Therapeutic.
Right. We will. The antiviral.
Right. And because we don't have that, people are still worried that there's going to be hospitalizations and the numbers are going to go up.
Right.
And that the New Jersey having no deaths the other day is a sign that that state is pro-vax. But the anti-vax states, which, of course, are very much in sync with who voted for President Trump, are at risk. And more importantly,
we're full speed ahead in the United States.
Yes, but I'm saying, look,
people are worried. We're staying open.
People are worried. Is the NFL, are those stadiums going to be full? How about the SEC? The SEC,
Southeastern Conference.
Yes, thank you.
About,
yeah. They're both. Well, the SEC is actually well run because you got University. Those colleges are excellent. But aren't you worried if you're going to one of those colleges or those football games? I mean, it's the kind of thing people are thinking.
They're thinking about it. All right.
But they're really thinking about a speculation, David.
Yeah.
They're thinking about, we haven't adjusted to hybrid work. I mean, yes, Ketchum doesn't have enough jobs. What hybrid? Rich people went to Ketchum, obviously. There's not enough people. We're worried about
Sun
President
Valley.
Xi.
Yeah.
President Xi's new tone.
China has definitely got to be a key thing. I mean, you mentioned it in terms of the potential of their economy slowing because of the spread of the Delta variant. But as well, we talked a lot during the course of this week, of course, about the changes that they made, their cybersecurity laws that made changes for Didi's business model immediately after the company went public, and what it all is going to mean overall in terms of just the ratcheting up of tensions between these, our country and
David,
and,
you've been saying over and over again, the billionaires are in trouble in China.
Well, he's an autocrat, and he wants to make sure everybody knows who's in full control. Yeah,
communist autocrat, yes, and the hegemony had been lost. I think Bitcoin is China.
You do?
Yes.
You mean the fall in Bitcoin?
The fall in Bitcoin, because the return of the different cards that you need in order to mine Ethereum is rather extraordinary. That's behind the big decline in NVIDIA. It shouldn't be. It's a $400 million business of just other, they would throw away the GPUs for Ethereum because they're not good enough for gaming. But you're seeing NVIDIA go down, and a lot of that is the recognition that Ethereum mining in China is slowing. All right?
Okay. But I want to back up a minute and just take a broader look here at the markets and get your take. I mean, again, the equity market, we may hit levels that we hit last Wednesday. We were up coming into today 16-plus percent on the S&P.
Right.
We're going to be down today, at least at the open. We'll see how we end the day, because we all know there can be a good deal of volatility.
Right.
We've got the bond doing something that I think was very much unexpected, even, what, as little as a month ago? All I sat here to do was questioning your take that inflation was going to be transitory and why we should be potentially headed higher.
I mean,
here we are, visiting
125. They blast Powell when he looks wrong. Did you hear a single word about how Jay Powell's right? No. No, I'm the only champion for Jay Powell there is.
Okay.
I think he's the only meme I would buy.
He's the only meme you would buy. You've been ticking off your themes here, Jim. Seven themes to watch in the second half of this year.
Well, the speculation, David, is
obviously
now out of control.
Okay, that's another
you
one.
You agree with me. If we were to do a SPAC report right now, how many would you have? And how many have done five SPACs? How many, David, there's 500 SPACs. Have they been able to find 500 businesses?
No, it's hard. It's not easy to find a business, although we're back. I wouldn't call it SPAC mania. That was the first quarter. But things are very strong now again, or stronger in SPAC land.
The underwriting,
but that's a level of speculation to some extent, but not enormous.
There's too much stock coming to this market, David. They can't find places to put it. And meanwhile, the meme people have diverted their money from AMC, which should be up since Adam Aron said we're not going to issue more stock, and GameStop to prop up a lot of other junk that they've decided to get into, like Newegg.
Right.
Newegg, which is the rival to Best Buy.
Right.
Which is merged with a Chinese shell. And
oh, yeah, look at that. Now it's down 20%.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's
all of which means what, Jim, for today's action and for what we can expect in the months,
clean up
for the days and months ahead. Are we going to sit here at 129, 1.3 on the 10-year for quite some time, worrying about a slowing in the economy only a few weeks ago we were worried about overheating?
There is no real slowing. It's just that there is a psychological.
Okay.
Plus, there's lots of money coming in from overseas, and that's absolutely true. I've confirmed that from many desks.
There is.
That is true.
Right. Buying our bonds, we
buying
should point
our bonds
out.
There is worry about Tether,
the effect
which
of
is
sending
this,
the yields down.
Yeah,
yes.
Tether, about what commercial paper they're using. That's integral in Bitcoin. We have rampant ransomware. You see those stocks go up every day, so we're worried about that. The meme stocks and the challenges to President Biden. The Russians challenging President Biden. She challenging President Biden. She decided that Didi was going to be a big loss for the United States.
What? Nothing.
Nothing?
No.
Okay. Too many overpriced deals. David, I'm seeing a lot of deals saying, because this one's only 11 times sales versus others that are 14 times sales. David, you remember in 2014 we saw that in the March-April period, and we saw that in the, October 1999.
Vast amounts of liquidity out there. It's just enormous. You can finance virtually anything. We haven't seen, we haven't seen big M&A, but there is an undercurrent of merger and acquisition activity, and then also in the SPAC area and so many others where there is just it's limitless in terms of what people are willing to finance.
How about anti-monopoly?
And that
Chinese are anti-monopoly. We're anti-monopoly. I thought so. Really interesting. You want to know a theme of President Biden? He wants to give money to Amtrak, which he took all the time. That's how I first met him.
Yes, of course.
And he wants to crush the freight trains. because they are too monopolistic.
We're going to talk a bit more about that later in the program. Yeah, particularly KSU. No, you and I are going to discuss it.
Oh, you and I?
Yes, you and I. I will discuss it as well. Yes, you're referring to this potential for an executive order. Dealing with freight, both shipping and rails.
Companies need to make less.
And there is, look at KSU, by the way, which isn't a deal, of course, to be acquired by Canadian National. Is going to be down sharply as investors try to understand the ramifications of this executive order on the STB. That's the Surface Transportation Board.
We had tweets.
Which is not that far away from at least making a decision on the voting trust ruling, which is key to that deal. They did finally submit their filing yesterday fully. Yeah. What? Sorry. You're raising your hand. Yes. I'll call on you.
Yes. Yes. Thank you.
Yes. Jimmy Cramer in the back there.
Yeah, Mr. Faber. Yeah. Mr. Faber. President Trump made a few tweets about United Technologies and GM. Okay. This non-tweet president, you wake up and did you know that he was going to attack the rails? I mean,
no.
He is as mercurial as President Trump, except for he's going after whole sectors. He's sector oriented. You know what he ought to do if he had a real savvy guy? He says, listen, I'm gunning for the rail ETF. Because you wake up, he's attacking the rails. He's attacking the rails. What did the rails do?
Well, apparently there's a lot less competition than
what are we supposed to do, break
up
the rails?
In global shipping, in particular ocean shipping, it's even more so. I mean, it went from, I think, 12% to 80%.
You want ocean shipping? Look at Royal Caribbean, where they did a deal at 91. Look at Carnival Cruise. Look at the meme stock that is Norwegian, which I like. See, the meme, David, those people.
Yeah. You love coming back to the memes.
Well, because they are.
We got a big market day here, and you're talking about the memes. It's a little corner of the stock markets, though.
They and the SPACs control the temperament. The charge points of the world, David. Do you remember your friend, QuantumScape? Have you seen that?
I haven't.
It's the SPACs and the memes that are in control, because psychologically, they are where the young youth was, David.
Okay. All right. All youth. That being said,
Jeffrey Conrad, youth, pass the bottle. Really great. It's a novella. You can do it during the break.
I only read Heart of Darkness.
You can do it during the whatever they do, where we do this.
There's Quantum
commercials.
That is not looking so good, QuantumScape. Given
what is
where
that called
it had
when
been.
We do the commercial?
High on QuantumScape was 132. All right. All this being said, with your themes and your concerns and your meme stuff and everything else, what does this mean for somebody today?
Shake out. Get ready. Get ready to look for things to buy. That's what it is.
Right.
Because you pointed out, David, in all our panic, we're back to when? 2014?
Wednesday. Yeah, Wednesday. Last Wednesday.
Back to Wednesday.
Yeah.
Oh, I was frightened on Wednesday. Not. I was going on vacation Thursday. No, I was off the morning.
Yes.
What matters to me, David, is you got to get your buy list out. Because none of these is that worrisome. Why? Because Delta is more worrisome for other countries than us. And I don't want to go back. I don't want to travel to Europe.
No. I know. Traveling, I know.
But our vaccine works.
And we are going
our
to have the antivirus.
Our vaccine does work, but we're all starting to hear people.
All new Puravir.
We're hoping for breakthroughs.
And it could be as soon as the fall.
The Chinese
having an antiviral available for everybody to take immediately or even prophylactically could be a game changer.
Yeah, but the Chinese have to meet and do the Pfizer deal, except for with BNTX, they do their own. That's how you get Delta under control.
Okay. Glad we got that all straightened away. Still to come, dozens of states are suing Google over its App Store practices. We're going to take a closer look.
Write them a check, Google. Get
at that. And let's give you a look at futures. We've got 17 minutes before we get started with trading here at the New York Stock Exchange. And as we have mentioned, we are going to have a lower open.
For more than a decade, Comcast has been committed to bridging the digital divide and connecting millions to affordable high-speed internet. But the barriers to get connected go well beyond affordability. Through Project Up, Comcast is committing $1 billion to reach millions with digital skills training, resources, and opportunities needed to succeed in a digital world. Project Up, building a future of unlimited possibilities. Learn more at comcast.com/projectup.
What's on the horizon for financial markets? At PGIM, it's a question that over 1,400 investment professionals relentlessly research in pursuit of your long-term goals. Specialized across asset classes, but united in collaboration, our teams provide global and local expertise. Our investments shape tomorrow, today. Pursue your tomorrow with PGIM, a leading global asset manager.
Attorneys general from 36 states and the District of Columbia are bringing a new antitrust suit against Google over its mobile app store. This is the fourth antitrust lawsuit U.S. government enforcers have filed against Google in the last year. Of course, you got DOJ in there, and as well as many states for any number of different reasons. Obviously, it's hold or stranglehold, they would say, on the digital advertising market, Jim. We go down this road a lot. We always make the point that these things take a very long time to actually work their way out, certainly when the courts are involved. But it doesn't mean that it isn't in some way a threat to their business, does it?
Well, it's a threat to to the stock, not to the business. The real problem, I had Trade Desk yesterday, the real problem with Google is that they own both the monitoring and they own the advertising. So it's very hard to, they are like this virtuous circle for Alphabet shareholders. David, this in particular, I don't think that they are nearly as monopolistic as Apple, and I don't think Apple's monopolistic.
In terms of their app store, you mean.
Yes,
but here you've got Epic Games, I mean, taking them all on, right?
So Epic. Well, it's all, you know, yeah. Epic is, turns out to
maker
be
of Fortnite.
That's the 51st state. I mean, enough. Now, David, I find these are nuisances because Alphabet has been investigated perhaps more than any other company in America. And it's repeatedly found to not, and you know, the Justice Department twice, and it's repeatedly found to be not a violative. Now, I felt that when they bought DoubleClick, that was questionable, but it was blessed.
It's a long time ago, though.
But the government blessed
it's a long time ago. I mean, listen, they took forever to review the Fitbit transaction.
I know. What did that
tell
you?
But at the same time, it doesn't mean, all right, so they are not going to be able to do any deal in terms of making new acquisitions. We can all imagine that will be the case, certainly as well with Lina Khan at the FTC. Not that they necessarily would oversee potential review of antitrust on a particular deal. But in general, the tone from both sides of the aisle, by the way, there is some bipartisanship on this, is tech is too big. Tech is too powerful. And this is one of the most powerful names there is.
The people love free search. I mean, the government, it's interesting that they united on the one thing that the people love. They love Amazon. They love Alphabet, Google. They love Facebook, or else they wouldn't be looking at it every single night. They love Apple. I think the Apple News feed is the way I now read things, for heaven's sake. You know, what can I say, David? The only thing they haven't come in after is Netflix, because they didn't have a really good schedule this year.
Well, they haven't. Yeah. Meanwhile, you're talking about companies that are almost all over $1 trillion dollars
so
in value.
Big,
is not even the word.
Huey Long, president?
That when you and I, you know, were younger men, we could never have imagined companies of this size in terms of market value.
Well, I couldn't believe
$2.4 trillion.
I remember, David, when Merck passed U.S. Steel. I remember when Coca-Cola passed Caterpillar. David, those were halcyon days. We just didn't know it. Now, I know we have to go.
Yes, we do.
Because in my ear, I hear music.
Yes.
But before that, I want to do the...
We're just getting ready for the show, at the top of the show. We like to get ourselves going.
I want to say that Google writes a really big check and the states are happy and we move on.
Okay.
Just like the opiate trial. I mean, it's horrible what happened, but they just write checks. Everybody writes checks. Nothing changes until we have a different kind of government than we have.
Unless we actually were to get some legislation out of Congress. Well, I mean, A.B. Klobuchar's bill, unlikely, but you never know.
Unlikely.
Although there is some support on the right.
A lot of congressional mind share. That's what they told me you have to say. You can't say they bought people. You have to call it mind share.
All right. We're going to have a mad dash. Of course, we are getting closer as well to that opening bell. 10 minutes away, you can see. Set up for a far lower open, though, taking us down to levels that we saw about 5 trading days ago.
The spirit of performance defines Acura. And now it's electric. Introducing the all-electric ZDX. Acura's most powerful SUV yet. While what powers their cars may change, the energy that makes Acura never will. Crafted using the same formula that brought them electrified supercars and multiple IMSA championships, the ZDX has track-tested performance that packs an energy all its own. With a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system and up to 313-mile range on a single charge, and a Type S variant with an estimated 500 horsepower, the ZDX is everything they said electric could never be. It was built with the driver in mind, just like Acura has been doing since the beginning. We could talk all day, but the only way to experience this electric performance is to drive it yourself. Unlock the energy and order yours at Acura.com.
All right, time for a mad dash. Of course, we're about 7.5 minutes before we get started with trading. This is a name that usually I cover for
yeah,
us.
Yeah, I want. That's What's why I on? Mention it. That's why I mention it. Look at this, David.
Yeah,
this was one of the great growth stocks of all time. Mizuho today actually says that the numbers, the estimates, are going to prove to be too high. Now, David, you can't have a momentum stock like this and have retail below consensus. So once again, David, China is slowing. China's right. slowing consumer. China's slowing industrial. China has to pump more money to the economy. They have to get the BNTX. They've got to get a better vaccine. Their vaccine doesn't work well. And all of this is amounting to what we were most fearful of, which is China was the engine. China is slowing and nothing. And now retail?
This is also one of the more widely held, if not the most widely held, Chinese companies.
Yes, and that's why I'm saying
the United States.
Right, so how about if you lose the fundamentals? No one thought that.
And it has been going down in part just because of so many of the different things we've talked about.
But now we know it's also the numbers.
Right.
And
so
that's
it's not just the $2.8 billion fine that they paid in terms of, remember, for the right. the monopoly laws and then the more scrutiny that they're getting from Chinese regulators and the concern that U.S. investors are going to start to say no more. It's also just the actual eroding fundamentals in the country itself,
so now you have,
or at least according to this.
Right. So, I mean, you've got it going down because people are worried about regulation and President Xi and how
right.
angry he is at us. Now you're going to have it go down on fundamentals. And that's not good.
Okay. We got an opening bell just a few minutes away. Stay with us. All right, we got about a little less than 3 minutes before we get started with trading on this Thursday morning. And we're going to have a decidedly lower open, of course. We've been talking a great deal about lower yields in the Treasury market as well and lower equity prices this morning. Jim, something we referenced as well, though, is on the regulatory front. And again, goes to something you've been talking a good deal about, the Biden administration. In this case, it's a Wall Street Journal story right now that says that the Biden administration is going to push regulators to confront consolidation and perceived anti-competitive pricing in ocean shipping and railroad industry, maybe an executive order as soon as this week. And they will ask, well, for our purposes, what we care about most is these, or investors do at least, the Surface Transportation Board, the STB, to combat what it calls a pattern of consolidation and aggressive pricing that they say has made it onerously expensive for American companies to transport goods. There's a look at what the response is going to be in the market, of course, because remember, Canadian National is in a deal to acquire Kansas City Southern.
Isn't that what they
and they're
wanted,
waiting
what
on
to stop?
Say again?
I mean, you got to stop that if you're going to be what President Biden has.
Well,
stop.
The question becomes how closely does the STB listen to and or take guidance from the White House and these executive orders? The STB is made up of 5 members. They each have 5-year terms. Right now it's 3 Democrats and 2 Republicans, so to speak, appointees, so led by a gentleman named Martin Obermann. And it's unclear. It's unclear. This deal is operating already under the STB's new rules, and I don't want to get too into the weeds on this, but it does make it more favorable for it. But they are still waiting to get approval, remember, for this voting trust that will allow them to really do the deal, essentially, without risk to shareholders and to Kansas City.
Why were the
Southern
rails
shareholders? They
the rails
submitted their filing on it yesterday.
Rails were abused yesterday. Now, typically, the investors are savvy enough to recognize this is coming down. That's why I say this is mercurial and capricious, unless it's directly designed to stop the KSU deal. Because, you know, the reason why rails are a monopoly is because there's only one rail, right? I mean, you know, Norfolk Southern is not going to suddenly, you know what, to please the president, compete with Union Pacific.
Although there is this rule on reciprocal or competitive switching. That's a practice whereby shippers served by a single railroad can request bids from a nearby competing railroad if service is available.
But I have not heard many companies complain about railroad pricing. They complain about trucking pricing. The rails are also a great way, an environmental way, to ship. Now, I'm not owned by the rails, but I do think that they're off the reservation if they attack the rails. I mean, who are they going to wake up tomorrow? Who are they going to attack? Phone companies.
Plenty of them left.
The opening bell, you just heard it, of course. Clean battery developer Freyr did the honor, celebrating
its listing. That's what we need, battery company.
Guess what? How did it come public? Oh, yeah. And over at the NASDAQ, fintech company Catapult celebrates its recent listing via
SPAC.
Yes, sir.
Well, we don't, the market can't absorb all this merchandise. No one cares because the SPACs are kind of being done by, you know, Gensler Free. But we can't absorb all this merchandise. So the market has to go lower.
Well, it's just we have a great way to get a sense of the health of the SPAC market via our three different indexes. One is, of course, SPACs that have simply priced their IPO, which all should be right around 10.
Right.
There it is. And then we have those that have announced the deal.
Right.
And then we look at that one. That's the deal one. This one is post-SPAC. That's after. That's QuantumScape is still in there. Some of the ones. So it gives you a census of their performance after they de-SPAC'd. And we stay on top of the SPAC on the street here, of course, with the help of our great graphics department.
SPAC on the street, I'd rather own PepsiCo.
Okay. Why?
Because I want, at this point, if we're really slowing down, which, you know, I think that the market thinks, but you and I don't.
Yes.
Then you buy consumer packaged goods companies that actually have earnings and organic growth north of 5%. That is the definition
okay.
of PepsiCo.
All right. So here we are with the S&P down, let's call it 1.3%. The NASDAQ down a bit more, about 1.6. Obviously, we're 2 minutes into trading so far this morning. What, you know, you said earlier, okay, it may present an opportunity to buy. I've made the point many times. We're only down to levels that we saw midweek last week.
Right.
So,
what would you think about buying?
We've gone up a lot.
What would you think about buying Pfizer? You get the Delta.
Okay.
That means that the numbers aren't going to fall for CRIP in 2022. They have a big patent cliff.
That was shorthand for saying that they will continue to sell a lot of the vaccine
because of the Delta variant. So 2022 will not be as bad as we think.
Right.
It is a 4% yield, but it has to make an acquisition because of a giant patent cliff. But they're smart guys at Pfizer. So,
yeah, it's funny you say it has to make an acquisition, and then I immediately think of the FTC and Lina Khan. We focus so much on her opposition to Amazon, but people who've studied her tell me, in fact, a lot of her work has been done on healthcare in opposition to consolidation there.
Yeah, it's not.
So that becomes a question.
All right, so if you can't have mergers, what are you going to merge? You can only, other than GameStop merging with, what was the one you said the other day? AMC. Now, David, D.R. Horton was downgraded by RBC.
Okay.
I'm
moving on here.
Well, no, because the top of my show tonight, the top of my show when I speak and interact with you.
I appreciate that.
Jimmy Cramer.
Yes, sir.
And D.R. Horton was downgraded by RBC. Now, if you read that downgrade, it's just like the downgrades of the miners from Barclays. It's as good as it gets. The Schwab downgrade, David, which we haven't even talked about.
No, we haven't.
Because we are fools.
Yes.
Goldman Sachs. Why? Because it's as good as it gets. Now, they're almost using that those words. But it's as good as it gets. Now, David, I think oil can go up. Propane, by the way, is hitting new records, which, you know, a lot of people are hit by propane.
Yes, I'm aware of that.
They do. But I would tell you, David, Chevron at 5% yield, I regard that as interesting because I don't think oil's falling apart. So I want yield when you can have when the yield on the 10-year. When you can get three times,
and
three times on Chevron's
dividend year right now is 5.2%.
And Mike Wirth is not going to be challenged. I think he's not going to be challenged by engine one.
As ExxonMobil was.
They like it when you call it number
one. Newly comprised board. ExxonMobil's dividend yield is a bit above that. But, of course, its stock has also had a much better run over the course of this year.
I like Chevron very much.
45% ExxonMobil, as you see right there.
Uh-oh, nest egg. New egg, David, is down. It's going to destroy your nest egg. It's down 16. That was yesterday's pump and dump, by the way. Oh, I'm sorry. It was yesterday's liquidation.
Right. You're unhappy with the move of the memes to even...
Well, I want Gary Gensler.
...further into lesser quality
Union
names.
Union Pacific is down 5. It was up 4 yesterday because people thought the numbers were going to be good. Now it's down 5 because suddenly we discovered that our arbitrary and capricious president
Why
does he just tweet Union Pacific?
We haven't even seen an executive order yet. This is reporting
from the Journal. Well, it's the Wall Street Journal. We think they made it up.
My expectation would be, but we've got to see. They refer to it as a sweeping executive order.
It includes
we'll
even,
see.
Does it include the B&O in Reddit?
I don't know. I know. I get it, though. That's a monopoly reference.
Because there's you can't do anything. You can't break up the rails. What are you going to tell them? Listen, even the Interstate Railroad Commission, they could not force prices down. You can't tell Norfolk Southern you can't charge what you're charging.
Right.
Because it's America.
It is America.
It's America. It's pronounced America.
America. Did I get it right? America.
Kate Winslet pronounces it like me, and you tell me that I'm wrong?
No, I won't.
Because she's the queen.
She is. She's English, too. Did you know that?
David, America. Yes, she is. Yeah. American Express. Okay. Yes. Moshe Orenbach, one of my favorites. He's sticking with his underperform, but he does take his rating from, he does take his price target from 122 to 135. That stock will be hurt because people expected that international travel is going to come back. I am telling you, that's one to look at. Because we are not shutting down in this country.
No, we're
not. It is true that Dr. Topol, who will be on tonight, did point out that Missouri had a 25% increase in, but it's still off a low base. 51% 14-day, 1,000 cases. But that's an anti-vax state.
I know. Well, we can only hope that perhaps people will be encouraged to get vaccinated if they do see a rise in cases. And unfortunately, a rise in hospitalizations, which is occurring in pockets. But you and I both listen to Dr. Gottlieb. He's sort of been our
Gottlieb.
Right. And
by the way, he's on the board of Illumina and Pfizer.
And he is on the board of Illumina and Pfizer. But Dr. Gottlieb does expect there's going to be a rise in cases, but it's going to be pockets.
No, I know.
And it's he doesn't seem overly alarmed.
That's why.
Yes, Jimmy.
That's why I say you have to get your buy list down. Because in the end, while people are worried about Delta, it is not really. I'm more worried about England versus Italy.
That's going to be good.
Because those are two countries that are ravaged by Delta.
Right.
But I do think that the fears are overblown. So get your shopping list down.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Remember, this was chiefly the Japanese saying, no, you can't go watch the Olympics. That's what caused the big decline. And that and the president saying that Norfolk Southern makes too much money.
Which is very much unfortunate.
If he were to tweet.
Well, this also is due to the continued ratcheting up of regulatory review by the Chinese and the questions there.
We don't know
what's going to happen. There are some analysts who are concerned about what it means for some of our larger financial institutions and their business in China. Who knows, Jim? Then we get to the other questions you raise all the time, which is not the question. You point out Apple, Nike, Starbucks doing just fine.
52-week highs yesterday, though. They are the Chinese stocks.
Yeah.
And they've been doing great.
But do we ever get to that point? Do we ever get to that point where their business in that country is questioned?
As KJ, Kevin Johnson, says, Starbucks is for Chinese by Chinese. Big employer.
So did Donahoe at Nike. Same thing.
No, yeah, because nobody asked Donahoe about religious freedom on that conference call.
No.
Because I think that man is a man of conscience, and he would have said exactly what she would want to hear, which is there is not as much religious freedom.
But when you're running
and they don't
a
have
company
a First Amendment in China.
Whose growth is in part dependent on China, it's a very difficult position to put yourself in to have to say something that's going to necessarily antagonize that country's leadership, particularly when they're not. When they're totalitarian. Autocratic? I
would not confuse Xi with Jefferson or Madison.
Right.
There's the real takeaway of the show.
Thank you. Well, he wants...
No, she is...
He likes to have total control.
She does not...
He's leader for life.
She wants to hear that America is begging. Look at Boeing. That's a proxy for Xi's strength.
Is it?
Yeah. I think we can stand up to the Chinese. I've been saying this pretty much all my life, but I feel like I'm a lonely voice. People want to do too much with business with the Chinese, and they're not thinking about our own people. Neither president, I think, has been willing to say, Taiwan, forget about it. Don't you even think about it. President Trump said it privately to President Xi first day, but I don't hear President Biden say, Taiwan, don't think about it.
Well, maybe he's done it privately, too. We don't know.
He's busy trying to get the Union Pacific, cutting numbers of Union Pacific.
You're down on Joe Biden
just
these days.
Biden is cutting numbers. He's now president. He says, look, I'm going to take down numbers. I'm taking down numbers, Norfolk Southern. That's what he's doing. He's taking down numbers. He wants them to make less money. What is he going to do? Eat it? I want you to have lower margins. I'm against precision rail. He's against Precision Rail.
He's against CSX. Precision Railroading.
There does CSX, that's be a the enemy. That, 400 that miles to a gallon.
In certain industries, companies have gotten too large or have too large a percentage of the overall business. The question is how you actually go about ameliorating that. I'm not sure.
Amtrak, hold to buy. Norfolk Southern, buy to hold. Maybe he's doing a double downgrade.
What do you think he likes?
What does he like here?
Yeah, what's he like here? It's on his buy
list.
Solar? Huh?
First Solar.
First Solar. Yeah.
Buyer First Solar. STEM, which
Tesla has a big. We forget sometimes that they also own a solar panel company.
He could be pro Tesla.
I think he is, right?
Yeah. He could be pro Tesla.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying that I'm not giving.
Pro EV
overall. Start going against Apple here.
Pro EV entirely.
Go buy some Moderna if you're really worried.
QuantumScape.
What?
He likes
QuantumScape. No, that's your buddy.
My buddy.
You.
No.
Yeah. Uh huh. No. My buddy. Right. Okay.
Is Airbnb overvalued if we're worried about Delta Force?
That's your buddy, Chesky.
I love him.
Yeah. Where is Airbnb right now? Can we actually take a look?
Airbnb has been a boon to Americans. I find most people now when they go away, they check Airbnb before they check hotel prices.
There it is.
Just saying, David.
So do you buy Airbnb here on a little bit of weakness because of concern about the Delta variant?
I think you could start here, yes. I think you could start here. David, are you aware that the Defense Department had given a gigantic contract to Microsoft and suddenly they take it back? Now, that is more mercurial than President Trump, who just said, I don't want it to go to Amazon because they pants
I don't like
the
Jeff
union.
Bezos.
I mean, how's that lawsuit with Zuckerberg? We get a response on that?
I don't know about that.
David, I want to cover every stock in the S&P 500, and you're slowing me down.
All right, well,
Another number cut in Walgreens because of the problem, the vaccine's coming to an end.
Well, which is it? I can't figure it out. Vaccine's coming to an end, or more vaccines needed because the Delta variant is spreading at a
They'd rather get, rate. There are people, you read the stories, they would rather get the disease, then get the shot because the shot's still emergency use, which means it hasn't been cleared. Right. Unlike the fact that they cleared a drug for Alzheimer's that we don't even know if it works. And don't forget,
it
Tether.
It has been cleared for emergency use and most likely soon will be cleared for all us. But there does.
The FDA cleared they fast tracked a drug that may not work at all for $56,000 a throw.
We're talking about the Biogen drug for
but
Alzheimer's.
But they have kept
and there's
the
a Lilly drug right behind
how
that.
How many people have to take the vaccine? How many people have to take the vaccine before they say, you know what,
know.
It's not emergency use?
Got a year and a half.
And how about the NFL? The NFL. Are we going
to
beat
NFL? How did you get to the NFL?
Well,
that doesn't trade publicly.
I want to go to the NFL. I want to go to football games.
You do?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, that's what you're talking about.
I'm worried
about games. You're going to be able to go to games.
Can I go
They're
to the
outdoors?
Can I go to the Tepper versus Eagles game, the Sharrock game?
Is Tepper going to take the field in that game himself?
No,
he's taking on the Eagles.
Am I allowed to take tickets from Tepper? He's private.
No, not buying.
I'll pay face value.
Let's take a look at shares.
Can I give you another one that was ridiculous?
No, actually, I want to talk about Didi for a second because, I mean, what if you are? By the way, there are a number of hedge funds that have significant China businesses and/or private equity funds. You know, you do have to wonder. And some of them stepped up big and own a lot of Didi. I mean, $14. That was a week ago, where it was priced. Then it went up from there.
Well, she decided to host.
Its market value now is as high as $75 billion or more. It's now $53 billion.
Oh, David.
And continued questions.
It's out of the app. It's out of the app.
You just do wonder in 6 months, is a lot of this past or is this the new world? Is this?
I think President Xi's directly challenging President
and
Biden.
Will we see any new listings from Chinese companies?
They tried to do a drugstore one.
Right.
Look, there's always a brokerage company that is such a mendacious joker that they're willing to say, hey, listen, you got to buy this one. It's fine.
All right. But this is a very high-quality company. This is the largest single IPO we've had since Alibaba, and that was 7 years ago.
I know. David, I'm depressed.
Really?
Yeah, because
why?
Nui issued Chewy.
Chewy.
Needham.
Nui issued
Needham.
Chewy. Yeah.
Put a hold on Chewy.
Oh, okay.
I find Chewy boxes everywhere when you see Chewy on Amazon. But, David, as a puppy owner, don't you find this offensive? Valuation full. As good as it gets. Shoot.
Wow, down 7% on it. Just a downgrade?
Yeah, no. No, it's just a hold. They start as a hold. You can, by the way, they have great collars. And what you could do is, you know, you could say it says New York, David, New York, you have your phone number, and then it says Summers Inn, where you'd have your town.
My dog wears a New York Mets collar.
First place?
Has for a long time. Hasn't worked out so far.
DeGrom? But, David, we have
DeGrom
to do a
gave
tease.
Up two runs yesterday.
But I have to tell you that AMD Shocking. Should not have been down yesterday.
Okay. Thank you for that.
And Micron breaking down is the symbol of what's matter with the semis. It's Micron, MU. Move.
Okay.
There's still seven more S&P 500 stocks I've got to cover.
We'll get to them.
Brunswick.
Say again?
Brunswick.
Brunswick.
Yeah.
Brunswick?
Nah, PPG or car sales slowing, which they're not.
Coming up in the next hour.
It's actually margin pressure.
You're not going to want to miss Morgan Stanley's Adam Jonas. He is going to be talking about
Jonas?
China's crackdown.
Jonas is fabulous.
The impact on Tesla.
Ask him about QuantumScape. He's got the best QuantumScape. Oh, you are. Damn, I wish I. Excuse me, darn. I wish I could stay. I think Jonas is the real deal.
Have you ever watched
his fireside chats?
He's a good analyst.
Yeah. He's as good as it gets, man.
All right.
Plus, he has a great sense of humor.
You know what's time for now? The bond report. Let me get to that. We've talked a lot about treasuries this morning, and I bet you know exactly how they're trading if you've been watching, of course, because as we've noted, the yield on the 10-year, it continues to slide. You can see it there, 128, down for a fourth straight day. That is a low, again,
Delta.
That low of 125,
Delta.
Even that was the lowest we'd seen since February. Now we are a bit higher than that right now, closer to 1.3%.
What retailer did the best when we were most worried about the variance?
Costco.
Here it is again.
It's up. Yeah, I see
Costco.
That.
Big volume.
Citigroup is the latest company to discuss the return to office, with the bank's head of human resources saying in a LinkedIn post that she expects most U.S. and U.K. employees to be back in the office by September. Speaking of, by the way, Citi, the group's co-head of global M&A, Mark Schaefer, is going to join us in the next hour. We'll talk M&A.
Very
also return to the office. But, you know, Jim, I've been focused on this because I think it is one of the most important stories in business.
No, that's why I put it in my theme. I did hybrid
and
work.
It's one of your seven themes. What I think is interesting is be back in the office in September at least a portion of the time. Citi has not been as focused on 5 days a week, for example, as Morgan, J.P. Morgan, or Goldman Sachs, to name three of the firms that we know have been much more sort of get back, and we expect you back more or less full time in the office.
Well, what's happened? There are a lot of towns. Like, there was a really good article about Ketchum, and now Ketchum, they can't find the work.
Ketchum is in Idaho. It's where Sun Valley is.
I mean, because rich people have mobility.
Started by Avril Harriman. I recently.
That's true.
Yeah, Sun Valley.
The rails.
Sun Valley.
Oh, boy, Biden would have hated him. So you go in and you go. Rich people have mobility.
Yeah.
So they go to towns, and it's where they establish their base.
Right.
And then these companies can't pay. So then basically new companies will come in. Because you heard what President Biden said.
Hey, Moore. Well, that's also a question. I'm not going to pay you the same wage if you're not in New York, working in New York. If you're going to be working in Colorado or wherever, I'm going to pay you less. So
that's
going to become an
happen.
Issue. But I think we have both agreed that there is a seminal change now, and you're not going to have people coming back to the office 5 days a week.
And
it's
that's
simply
what
not happening.
Jay Powell's
other than in a handful
fact,
of places.
There's
a
transitory inflation as we all get a second house, the rich people. I call them the kulaks and the billionaires.
Got it.
They kill them last.
Well, on that happy note, we got Stop Trading coming up with Jimmy in the back here. We're back in 2 minutes. All right, with the S&P rebounding ever so slightly, down 1.2%. Let's get to Stop Trading.
What's the key to this market? I'm going to give it to you.
What
is Campbell's Soup? Okay?
Campbell's Soup is
CPB.
The key to this market.
Yes. Now, yields 3%, so it's got a great edge on the treasuries. Mark Klaus says that they're going to have a better quarter than last time. And, David, if you believe in Delta, you believe in pantry stocking. So I don't believe in pantry stocking. I don't even believe that Delta's that bad. But you know what? I have Eric Topol on tonight. Dr. Topol is another man like Dr. Gottlieb who's been dead right. Because we got to get to the bottom of how fearful we should be. Mark Klaus, I think, will deliver. But you know, David, we're going into a colder period. People drink soup, but they had a quarter that was not up to snuff.
No, their last quarter, Campbell, and the shares suffered as a result.
Right. So this is the one to watch. And then the other one that I think does matter in terms of the variant is Disney. Because I felt that Disney down here kind of interesting, but we have to worry about the variant. Now, right. we don't really. I'm
well,
just,
the question is how much we have
in
to.
In people's
I mean,
minds.
We are obviously vaccinated. It doesn't appear that if you are particularly susceptible. There are people, unfortunately, who do get it, because even the best vaccines are only 95% effective.
Well, that's a problem. But, you know, one of my executive producers at four last night says, okay, so I tested positive for COVID-19, even though I've been vaccinated. He said there's someone who tweeted.
Somebody tweeted that. It wasn't.
Yes. Yeah, so, I mean, it's a combination of people who get it.
Right. But when you do get it and you've been vaccinated, you typically
don't get it badly. That's why I don't want to scare the people.
Which is what we're playing for.
I'm saying
making sure people don't get sick.
It's a false
scare. People get the flu still,
and they get
scared.
And that's why I have Poshmark one tonight.
Yeah, tell me what you got on.
And I have GoodRx. GoodRx has been very good at spreading news about how the vaccine's good. And Poshmark, David, it's the pandemic wardrobe purge, PWP. Get used to hearing that.
Get rid of your sweatpants and actually put on something else.
David, and I'm also just, you know,
yes.
I'm taking down numbers, Union Pacific.
You're taking down numbers on Union Pacific.
Okay. President.
Jim, it's been a pleasure.
It's been fantastic.
Yeah. Yes, Jimmy.
Teacher, I really liked this class today.
Okay, I'm glad. Well, you can now. You
I'll
have permission
bring you
to
an
leave.
Apple tomorrow and a bagel.
Okay. Thank you. Got another hour of Squawk on the Street starting right now.
You've been listening to the opening bell on CNBC's Squawk on the Street.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.